This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, as I'm recording this, it is October 3rd, 2010. And for you Andy Griffith Show fans, you'll know that this represents the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show. So again, a very exciting time in Mayberry land as the Andy Griffith Show started with the episode The New Housekeeper back in 1960. So again, it's a big celebration. For this episode, it's sort of ironic we're doing class reunion. This episode aired on February 4th, 1963, was written by Everett Greenbaum and Jim Fritzl, and was directed by Charles Irving. And as this episode opens up, we're going to see Andy and Barney in Andy's garage, and you'll see the squad car backed in and the JL327 license plate showing up. And what you'll see they're doing is they're lifting a trunk out of the back of Andy's, or out of the sheriff's car. And what it is, it's Barney's trunk. He's living with Miss Mendelbright, who's decided to grow mushrooms, and so Barney needed to get rid of the trunk. So they lift the trunk, put it on the ground, they hear something rip, and they think it's each other's clothes, but it's not. And so a little bit later, as they start to lift the trunk to put it on a shelf in Andy's garage, they realize that they've actually torn the bottom of the old rotten trunk out. And so a bunch of contents come out on the floor, and you know they start to weed through it. And one of the things they notice is a sentimental item, a big rock in the trunk. And Barney talks about how it was his dad's rock. And I don't know about you, but I have certain things from my father who passed away back in 1986 that probably other people think would be silly or funny. But, you know, they had special meaning to you. And I believe that's what they're hitting on in this episode. When Barney reminisces about striking a match on his dad's rock that used to sit on the desk, it's sort of reminiscing of a long time ago when he was a kid and things he used to do with his dad. So you can see the sentimentality in that. Another thing that happens is the yearbook falls out onto the floor. And so we get to see some funny pictures, or some early pictures of Andy and Barney. In this case, they're posed as their high school photos. And you see Andrew Jackson Taylor and Bernard Milton Fife. And notice the name Milton. In later episodes, we'll see an inconsistency where we have Bernard P. Fife. And I don't believe the P's ever explained what that stood for. So Barney actually had two different middle names. But as they're going through the yearbook, they think about and talk about some of their old flames and, you know, just a little nice little conversation. Then all of a sudden, Andy has an idea about having a class reunion. You know, many of the other ones have one every year, he says. So they get together a class reunion. So the next scene, they're in the courthouse, and Mary Lee comes in, and she says they've sent out 35 invitations, and 28's accepted. That's a good return rate in most any view. And so they talk about getting together a reunion, and again, they talk about who's actually decided they were coming. At this point, Andy's old flame, Sharon Spain, has not responded. So the next scene, we're at the reunion, and you see Barney and Andy standing behind a punch bowl, and a couple comes up, and you see Barney dive for the for the yearbook, and he's trying to look and see who they are, and he's going to whisper to Andy the names. And so he does that, and then but Andy never says their name, and then Barney comes up acting like he knows them and then says the wrong name. And so they look at Andy gets a little bit disgusted. How could you mess that up, Barney? And Barney had looked at the right picture but looked at the wrong line to see whose name it was. So the next person comes up, and Barney gets this one right. And finally, they just decide, you know, it's too much trouble to try to remember everyone. And a little funny scene here is Ramona Wiley, who was Barney's old flame, at least according to Barney, comes up with her current husband, Harry Bektoris. And, you know, and Barney's all concerned that Mr. Bektoris may be very jealous because, according to Barney, Ramona had a big crush on him and wrote things in the yearbook that, you know, he would probably get mad at. But she doesn't even recognize Barney, and Barney gets upset. So it was really, really interesting. And then we see a little bit later on in the reunion, you know, Barney's talking to Andy about being a little bit disappointed that Sharon Despain hadn't shown up. And then all of a sudden, a couple people tap Andy on his shoulder, and he looks over, and Sharon Despain has just entered. So you could see by the way they do this that Sharon and Andy have not lost touch with, well, they haven't at least lost their desire for each other. And so they look at each other, and then next part of this episode we see them go outside, and they're reminiscing, having nice little conversation just outside where the dance is being held, the reunion. And Andy puts his move on Sharon, puts his arm around her, and kisses her. Now, remember, I've talked about in an earlier podcast that Andy Griffith himself was very shy about kissing on screen, so he handles this kiss very well. And then they start talking about, you know, why did we not ever get together? And, you know, Sharon's now working in Chicago, which is only, it's less than 2 hours from where I am right now. And they talk about how they had a disagreement that night. And as they begin to talk, they realize what the disagreement was. Sharon wants to be a big fish in a big pond, and Andy likes being a big fish in a small pond like Mayberry. And so they just saw they had different views. And Andy realizes this, and rather than, you know, beleaguer the point, they decide to go back in and have one more dance. And then in the final scene, we see Andy and Barney. They're cleaning up after the yearbook, after the reunion, and they're talking about things. And all of a sudden, they go into the Mayberry Union High song.
Mayberry Union High, victory is yours. Well, nigh, we'll hit the line for points every time. The orange and blue will try, 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 try. And when the victory's won, you'll be our favorite son. Proud waves your banner in the sky. Mayberry Union High.
Don't you just love singing along with this song with Andy and Barney? And, you know, in this episode, they actually sing it twice. They sing it with Mary Lee earlier in the episode, but I wanted you to hear just Andy and Barney singing this song. But again, I think this episode is so touching, and I like to call it a relaxing Andy Griffith show. There's not a lot of Barney Fife hijinks or townsfolk hijinks. It's just a real nice, relaxing episode, and they hit on some really emotions that you have. I know at least I have about my high school classmates, and the couple reunions I've been able to attend, I've really enjoyed them. And, you know, just the feelings you have about high school. I know everyone may not feel that way, but certainly I feel that way about my high school years. And it was a good time, and it's nice to reminisce about them. Now, you may be wondering, how did they come up with a lot of this information for the Andy Griffith Show? Of course, they're writers, and they have good imaginations. But again, like Andy used to take some of the town's spots names from his hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina, the writers for this show did the same thing. The Mayberry Union High School song was actually composed by Earl Hagen, and even the name of the yearbook, which is going to be the trivia question today, was the name of Jim Fritzl's yearbook at his high school in San Francisco. You know, most of the words from the song Mayberry Union High came from Everett Greenbaum's alma mater, Bennett High School in Buffalo, New York, and orange and blue were that school's colors then. So Jack Egbert was a next-door neighbor of Greenbaum, so you can see where they get the names. Ramona Wiley was somebody that one of the writer's wife knew in Arkansas. Jim Fritzl actually went to school with a Sharon Despain. So I like the way they weaved in some of these things from some of their true experiences. So again, it's really interesting stuff to see how the writing from the Andy Griffith Show. And it must have been so fulfilling just to be able to write things about your own life and include it in such a popular television show, one they didn't realize would still be going 50 years later. Well, I hinted at the trivia question, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. What was the name of Barney and Andy's high school yearbook? Again, what was the name of Barney and Andy's high school yearbook? If you'd like to take a guess at this, please send me an email at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see beside the this episode's name, Class Reunion, in parentheses, you'll see the answer to the trivia question for this episode. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast or the Andy Griffith Show, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@mayberry.com. And again, we celebrate today. If you're listening, I know you can be listening at different times, but as I'm recording this, it's October 3rd, 2010, the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show. We hope it goes on another 50 years, and special thanks to TV Land for showing the Andy Griffith Show marathons and keeping it going, and all of you television stations around the country and world who continue to show the Andy Griffith Show. We really do enjoy the show and want to keep it going forever. Again, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.